Queens of Adventure is made possible through the support of listeners like you who've supported the show on Kickstarter and Patreon, including Season 1 sponsor Russell Bloomdale. Stay tuned at the end of the episode for details on our upcoming Queens of Adventure live stream. Previously on Queens of Adventure. I'm going to require your services for another job. North of the resort is a village known as Watersport. There, you will find an archive building. In that archive is a safe containing a scroll case. You're to retrieve that scroll case and any other documents in the safe and return here within 3 days.
Oh, Watersport, of course, your destination. Now, that was the administrative seat of the island, so to speak. So, probably not the most jumpin' town at this point. It might be a little abandoned, a little overrun by monsters.
It's about midnight when a cold drizzle begins to fall.
It feels great.
The sky is overcast as you near the town of Watersport.
The hair snatched and the arm is okay.
The only rule is slay or be slain.
Are you ready for the ultimate game? Fighting evil with the warrior dames. With a sword or a magical scroll. Now sissy that roll. Death drops and death saves. All tea in all shades. Beat for the gods, yes, queen. Potions and reagents. Sickening radiance. Come and feel the fantasy. Now we're ready for the ultimate fight. So bring the dice and get your lashes on right. You can play it with a wand or a bow.
These are some legendary heroes.
The queens are ready and they're playing to win. So turn your speakers up and give it a spin. It's the Queens of Adventure.
Queens of Adventure.
Queens of Adventure.
You emerge from the jungle into a gloomy mist. Ahead of you are rocks and logs covered in a colorful, pulsating ooze. The sides of nearby trees are covered in massive, clacking barnacles. Ahead of you, you see the wreckage of small wooden buildings leaning haphazardly against each other, the walls and roofs collapsed. To your right, a cliff topped by a large lighthouse. Its blinding beam shines into the center of town, where you see a bell tower covered in gnarled growths. It looks to be about a 5-minute walk to where the light is shining. A muddy path bordered by heaps of debris and overgrown with colorful coral and tall, slick stalks of iridescent seaweed winds from where you are now toward the center of town. From somewhere deep within the gloom comes 3 brief yellow flashes, the muffled thump, thump, thump of small explosions, and the sound of yet another building crumbling into rubble.
First of all, I would like to point out the phrasing that the cliff was being topped by a lighthouse. I just have a really nice like image of that, so thank you.
Cliff thank must you. Be like a professional.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Turns out Fire Island is verse. So just to orient you here, it is about midnight.
Right.
You have been walking overland all day, which does give you 1 point of exhaustion. You have disadvantage on all your ability checks.
All I need is like a pull bag and like 3 other like shoulder bags, and that's just me coming from the gig at the end of the night, just like oh, so tired.
I've got my point of exhaustion in this bag.
Yeah,
carry it with me.
It's right. Really heavy.
How close to the cliff face and like where again in the city were these explosions? I'm just trying to get a gauge. And how many buildings seem like they're left standing?
Okay, let's answer those one at a time. You are facing north. The cliff face is beside you to the east. It looks to be about a 5-minute walk up a winding trail to the lighthouse at the top. The town's about a 5-minute walk to the north. Because of all the mist and gloom, you can't make out how many buildings are still standing around the edge of town, but the beam from the lighthouse illuminates town square, and there you can see 3 buildings clearly intact around the perimeter. Beyond them, deeper in town, flashes of small explosions briefly illuminate the fog.
I kind of want to get a better vantage point, just see where we're at, since we have that lighthouse that casts light on the city, or the town.
Yeah, I think I'd rather do that than go into like a town where things are exploding.
Yeah, it would be a short climb up the hill.
Let's go running up that hill. Sorry.
Running up that hill.
It's a Kate Bush reference for those of you out there.
We love you, Kate.
So you're doing like a Kate Bush run.
Yeah.
Up the
but beautifully in like 70s, 80s, like slow motion. There's like a weird like 5 frames per second blur, you know.
You're simultaneously underwater and there's no gravity.
Precisely.
You could declare that this hill is Wuthering Heights if you wanted to.
Oh my god.
My goodness, you cannot engage this part of my brain. I will take this way too far and you will have to rail me back in.
Arson, you are doing like a little like slow motion running up the hill, but you're giving it kind of a stuttering 80s video effect.
I'm going to use LeJardimane to like lift her hair as she, like, a train lifting. So she can truly feel her underwater fantasy as she's running up that hill.
Can I use like prestidigitation to like make the the notes of that song, like the whir just like faintly in the back.
So we're being really subtle as we're like running up this hill at midnight.
I like midnight when there's something clearly dangerous.
Do a performance check. And since you haven't rested, you've got that point of exhaustion that'll give you disadvantage.
Oh, that's a thrill. Well, that's a 4, so not sure if disadvantage is necessary.
Would have been a 15 if you didn't have disadvantage.
That is brilliant.
So you are trying cast like a little bit of Kate Bush music here, but what you actually get is, it sounds kind of like a ice cream truck, echoing sinisterly down towards the beach. You just hear the notes like ringing in the dark as you go up the hill.
That's like... I don't know. That's like a lot less on the nose. So in a way, I'm kind of more into that than
be stumbling up that hill.
But I suddenly crave a Choco Taco.
That may be the title of this episode. We'll see what we come up with.
I suddenly crave a Choco Taco.
The arsenic-y story.
So the rest of the party are you following behind, making your way up behind Arson to this beautiful accompaniment?
Absolutely. She's our fearless leader.
To the top of this cliffside, topped by a lighthouse.
Luckily, it's only a 5-minute number.
So as you're making your way up, the ground is quite slick. You can see that the mist is drifting over the hill here and kind of obscuring the ground a little bit. But you can also see that there are waving tendrils of what look like seaweed or some kind of fungus growing on the hillside. There's barnacles attached to the rocks and to fallen logs. And as you make your way up there on this slick grass, you can see the lighthouse. The front door of it is smashed and hanging from its hinges. The walls of the lighthouse rise up about 3 stories. They're made of smooth, slick stone covered in seaweed and slime. Up above, the beam of light sweeps back and forth over a building in the center of town.
Does it seem as though the lighthouse usually does a rotating light, or is it seem we can't tell from here?
There's a fully circular catwalk around the edge, and windows, you can see the windows go all the way around the top of the lighthouse, so like a traditional lighthouse.
Like the lighthouse is just kind of stuck on this one building. That's interesting.
You know how I feel about a catwalk.
She better work.
I have some fashions to model, baby. We're getting this.
You host a queer avant-garde extravaganza.
We're getting to spring summer 2019 territory. We've been working on our designs.
Like we're going into fall in real life, but my brain is thinking spring summer.
Who needs Paris or Milan or New York when you can have water sport?
Is there any light on inside the lighthouse? There's no light on inside the White House. We know that.
None.
You look toward the lighthouse door. It appears as though it's been blown off its hinges by some explosive force that left scorch marks all around the frame. There's no light inside. It's completely dark beyond that smashed door. Harlot, you don't have dark vision, so you can't see anything in there.
I don't like the look of this.
Do, 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 do. Like,
psst,
Be really quiet, though. It's fucked up.
I've got dark vision too, right?
Yes. You have superior dark vision.
Oh, in that case, I would love to take this on.
Standing outside that door, just looking inside, you can see that there is a spiral staircase winding its way around the interior.
Interesting.
I mean, there's got to be like somebody up there that's like, you know, because most lighthouses go like around in circles. But if this is staying on the bell tower, there might be someone in there. So we got to be sneaky, but sounds like the Eye of Sauron or something, you know.
Which is exactly why I want to go touch it.
I mean, I love the drama of like a spiral staircase moment. So
it's like she's still in Wuthering Heights mode, right? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
There's that. I'm feeling very pastoral right now. So like, let me continue to feel that fantasy by going up the spiral staircase in slow motion.
I'll go right behind Arson.
I'll be behind Harlot.
I'll be trailing up the rear.
As you make your way higher up that spiral staircase, it's about a 3-story climb. You're about halfway up the staircase, and you can hear now the slow, like, creak, creak of something being moved back and forward, some machinery moving a little bit. And at the top of the stairs, there's a wooden trap door in the ceiling.
I want to move silently, sneak up there, and try and see what I can see.
Are you pushing your way past Arson?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be like,
make room.
I'm just gonna like gently push up on the trapdoor and try and peek my eye out. I don't want to raise it all the way. I just want to open it a sliver.
Do a stealth check. And you also have that blessing of the Cat Lord right now, so that'll cancel out your exhaustion on stealth and acrobatic rolls.
5 plus 6, so 11.
The door creaks open just a little bit, and just peering through that little slat, you can see a little bit of machinery that is in the center of the room. You can see some clawed feet standing right behind it, and then as soon as you creak open that trap door, the feet suddenly move a little bit, and you hear someone say, did you hear something?
Ooh, there's multiple people. The jig is up.
I'm going to hold as completely still as I can.
All you can see is those feet, those clawed feet, take a few steps away from the machinery. Machinery stops moving when they do that.
Oh, no.
And it's taking a step towards the window and then taking a step back towards one of the other walls. And it's just walking back and forth for a couple seconds here.
Let's just take an emotional inventory right now. Do we have any reason to suspect that whoever might be in this lighthouse is bad?
I mean, they blew the door open.
I would like to catch this person, individual, by surprise.
I have an idea. Can you cast sleep?
I can.
If one of y'all can push the trapdoor open, I'll shoot my sleep spell at one of them.
I could probably push it open with some water.
And drown me in the process.
Yeah, I could try to cast like charm person on the other one.
So you're holding the door open like with one hand or two, or like what's your position?
I'm like two hands underneath the door. I'm gonna look at my sisters and I'm gonna be like excitedly nod in question, like a cheerleader.
Yeah, yeah. Ready? Okay.
Ready?
Or like an enthusiastic retriever, sure.
Or a Harlot O'Scara.
All of those things are pretty much the same.
And try and communicate as best I can to them that we're going through this door. I have a plan, though.
Oh, all right.
So,
okay.
Ready? Da-na-na-na-na-na. Charge it. I open the door.
Yeah, so you have thrown open the door. And as you do that, you can see that you're on the top floor of the lighthouse now. It's a big, round room. There is a shocked imp standing before you, staring straight at you. And there's a second one on the other side of the windows, standing on the catwalk.
Sleep!
I shoot my sleep spell.
Okay.
With a finger gun?
Yeah, pew, that's pew. How I do it.
You're going to roll 5d8. Was that the number?
Yeah, 5d8.
Let's have you do it. And fortunately, this doesn't count as an ability check, so you're not doing this with disadvantage.
Awesome. 24.
24. You throw that up, you point your finger gun and yell, sleep, and...
Wait, I'm actually going to scream, night-night, or go to bed, wig! That's what I scream.
Go to bed, wig.
And the imp says, who the hell is Bedwig? And then he just falls over. And then the imp on the other side of the glass on the catwalk also slumps down on the catwalk.
I feel like somebody needs to go up to the light to keep the pattern that it's been moving in so that we don't like raise suspicion.
The light has been motionless for a couple seconds now. It is just focused squarely on that bell tower attached to another building at the center of town.
So, Butylene, you want to go over and just, like, kind of, like, tilt it back?
Yeah, sure. I'll just kind of, like, fake it just so that we don't, like, you know, arise any suspicion from anyone that could see this lighthouse at midnight, which is pretty much anything.
Faking it so that you don't arouse suspicion describes, like, all of my sexual experiences from the last 6 months. So I'm glad that we're really just bringing that back.
Butylene, you squeeze past Arson and hurry over to the giant spotlight apparatus at the center of the lighthouse. It has a bright white flame shining through the lighthouse windows, and the handles are very hot. You grab them and you start sweeping it backwards and forwards over the building in the center of town.
I've got resistance. I can take it.
Standing here, you can see a little bit more clearly that imp that was out on the catwalk around the lighthouse. And you can see that lying next to him is a telescope.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to look through the telescope.
Frey also pushes past Arson.
Sorry, girl. Y'all have been doing all the things. I've just been observing up until just now. I wanted to do something.
Freya, you push past Arson as well, and you step up onto the top floor of the lighthouse. You can see that one of the clear panes around the room has hinges, and when you push it, it swings open so you can step out onto the catwalk. You can see that the lighthouse is on a hill just southeast of town, and the beam of light that Butylene is swinging back and forth stretches out into the night, illuminating the rubble of Watersport and sweeping between the three remaining buildings around the town square. There are brief flashes of light still further north. As you step out towards the sleeping imp and the telescope, you find that the rain-slick catwalk is coated with a thick layer of bright pulsating slime.
So wet.
It's tough to keep your footing here. Do a dex saving throw. No disadvantage, because it's a saving throw, not a skill check.
Oh, God.
Two.
You lose your footing, and you slip, and you are now hanging halfway off that catwalk. Your feet are dangling off the side.
Oh, girl.
You are still holding on. You have a grip on the railing.
You're gonna think fast, and I'm gonna use shape water and freeze the water around my hands so I don't go anywhere.
You have little ice gloves holding your
hands? Well, like, between, like, myself and the frame, so it just holds me.
Okay.
Oh, actually, you know what? Can I just use shape water and create little steppies for my feet, too?
I love that so much, because I'm picturing you right now as Meryl Streep in Postcards from the Edge, dangling from the building.
Oh, my God.
Pretty soon, we're going to get to a point where, like, we're going to start a campaign, and Freya's going to be like, okay, so I'm going to use shape water to make the solution to all of our problems.
I'm
going to
use shape water to create an invisible jet.
It's my favorite.
We're going to fly to our location.
And, like, that'll be the entire episode. And we're like, great, sounds good.
Okay, so you can have two effects of shape water active at a time. So, for the first effect, you freeze the mist around one hand, creating a barrier that keeps your hand from slipping off the railing. And for the second effect, you gesture with your free hand and freeze the runoff from the catwalk, creating enough of a steppy for you to kick off of as you pull yourself up.
Perf. I can. That's what I'm doing. Exactly what you said.
Panting, you pull yourself back onto the catwalk and roll over next to the sleeping imp.
Don't.
Hey, babe.
He's snoring.
Aw, how cute. Okay, well, I'm going to get back up and grab the telescope.
Okay, you have a telescope.
Ooh.
Sick.
I'm actually going to look, since the light is pointing right at the bell tower, I'm going to, like, kind of scope out the bell tower.
Okay. So
sanctuary!
You peer through the telescope at the bell tower, and you can see it now in much greater detail. The bell tower is atop a building encrusted in huge barnacles and knotty growths that resemble bright, luminous coral. Enormous tendrils of slimy seaweed creep up the outer walls of the building, branching and clustering like bulbous vines. Below, you can make out a sign above the doors reading Town Hall. Two imps patrol the slimy cobblestone road in front of the door. To the right of Town Hall is a tavern that's similarly bristling with life from the seafloor. A shingle outside bears a foamy pint glass and the words, "The Loose Lips." The windows are crusted over, but you can see pulsating light spilling through some cracks. Drifting upward from the tavern's chimney, strange smoke sparkles and glints in the rain. To the left of Town Hall, on the western edge of the square, you see a small temple with a triangular roof and a sharp spiral spire. The stained glass window by the main entrance has been shattered. Colorful glass glints among the cobblestones in the road. A thick, gooey, orange film coats the walls and spills up and over the window frame. Back in the lighthouse, Freya, you see the two imp guards by town hall cross paths, glance your way, and lean in to confer with each other. Then, as Butylene moves the light back and forth over town hall, the imps shrug and resume their patrol.
So we still don't really know if these imps are good or bad.
Not really. Mm-mm. We could wait.
How long does a sleep spell last?
1 minute.
Okay, so we've got about...
So we've got about
20 seconds.
20 seconds.
They're starting to stir.
I'm gonna... What are we gonna do, guys?
Slap one of them.
I mean...
Let's just, like, gently let them, like... Good morning, sunshine.
Yeah.
I see.
Well, maybe we should, follow our fearless leader. What do you think, Arson? Since we already, like, bowled past you.
Yeah, is this the sort of thing where we could maybe, like, use a charm person sort of thing? And, like, and you know, you could be like, how is your week so far?
I could just ask them, like, what's your job up here?
Who was down underground with the lava babies? Was it imps?
Who would like to roll a... I guess Butylene would roll history check? I don't know. To see if you can remember?
Sure.
Can we change it to herstory check?
Sure. This would have disadvantage because of your exhaustion. But because of your firsthand knowledge, that'll cancel out disadvantage.
Herstory check...
Two.
I can't remember
shit. Great job.
Butylene, you look around at the party and you say, who are you people? No, you don't. You don't.
I'm like, you're the one who owes me money.
Butylene, you somehow have acquired amnesia.
Actually, that's probably why I lie a lot, because I can't remember shit.
You know what?
If it's not lying if you can't really remember.
I have 150 feet of spider silk rope. I say we just tie him up.
Okay, so you pull him up, and he's shaking a little bit as you're pulling him up, but he's still, like, groggy and not quite conscious yet. Is everybody participating in this? Like, are multiple people?
I am an adept at using rope, so...
Oh, you do have a good sleight of hand.
I can supply the rope if you can supply the handage.
I've got the knots. I'm going to do a bowline. I'm going to do a half hitch. I'm going to do a double hitch.
I think I'm going to have you roll a sleight of hand for these knots.
Mm-hmm. She's naughty.
Oh, but with disadvantage.
With disadvantage. Okay, so 17. Your hands are just flying. It is a blur. Within seconds, this imp is sitting up. His knees are kind of up towards his chest. He's got bat wings folded in behind him. But you've got everything bound together. And he's kind of like, his eyes are just starting to open.
Is there anything, like any beams or anything on the ceiling that I could throw the rope over and suspend him from?
A coat hanger.
I want to bring him up to eye level.
A wire hanger.
Yeah, there's some hooks with some fishing nets, moldy-looking buckets, old rusted lanterns. A few of those hooks are unused.
I want to throw part of the rope up over one of those hooks and pull him up into the air.
All right. You hoist him up into the air just as he's starting to, like, realize what's going on. He's like, what's going on? What's the meaning of this?
Oh.
Meanwhile, out on the balcony... Freya, the one that you are kneeling over is starting to, like, blink and groggily come to life, and he's saying, what happened? Who are you?
Explain.
He's like, explain what? I'm the one that didn't give consent.
Freya, you use one of your first level spell slots to cast command and compel the imp to explain. It looks startled for a moment. It glances at the telescope and says, you look in the narrow end, and it makes things that are far away look close up.
Bye.
Because the master said that we needed to look out for trouble. Who are you? What's going on? And he's starting to struggle and try to, like, pull himself away from you on the catwalk.
I grab his arms and keep him down.
Okay, you are pinning him down. I'm going to have you do a strength contest.
With disadvantage, correct?
Yep.
Six. 2 + 4 = 6.
I got a 1.
Oh my god, that is the plot twist.
That is the plot twist.
Gag of the season, girls.
He struggles to pull away from you, but you have him locked down. Because you have the element of surprise here, and he's so disoriented, you are pinning him in place. Meanwhile, inside the lighthouse, you've got the other imp hoisted up.
Oh, that's right.
He is struggling to get free. He's growling and baring his teeth, and he's staring at you, Harlan. He's like, who are you? How did you get in here? And he looks over at Butyl, and you're turning the lighthouse, the light back and forth a little bit. And he looks at you, and he falls silent for a moment, and he's staring at your horns. And he says a little bit slower this time, who are you?
Ooh, I think it was the imps and the lava babies in the tunnel. So maybe I should, like, slip back into my corporate mode.
Put that wig on.
Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna be like, sorry for these unorthodox methods we're using, but we're here from corporate again, and we're here to check up on you and make sure you're on task. So tell us exactly what you're doing here.
Roll a deception check.
Okay.
With disadvantage.
I'm going to leer. And sneer my teeth a little bit.
So you're doing that behind Butylene, and Butylene, you've said that you're from corporate. And Harlot, I think this is going to be intimidation, because it sounds like you're really trying to snarl.
Nine.
And Arson, what are you doing while this is happening?
I am...
glaring disapprovingly.
No, I'm widening my eyes and batting my eyelashes.
Ooh. It's like good cop, weird cop.
Yeah, and I'm gonna cross my eyes a little
which
bit.
Is which?
Exactly.
I'll cross one of my eyes.
Let's say you roll, I guess, performance there.
She's always giving shows. So long. Nine, so that's 12 total.
Harlot,
so
nine.
You got a nine. And Butylene, how's your...
I got a 12 total.
So. And you got a 12. The imp, it looks very suspicious of all of you. He is not convinced. He says, nobody told me anyone was coming up here.
Yeah, this is a pop-up inspection from corporate, and we just want to make sure you're on task. So tell us exactly what you're doing.
And Freya, out on the balcony, you are still trying to pin that imp in place. He's trying to squirm away from you. He can't quite get away. And he's snarling at you. Let me go. Let me go. You're going to be in big trouble.
Ooh. I'm just going to headbutt him.
Okay.
Not entirely unconscious, but just enough to, like,
shake him up
a little bit.
We're going to start with an attack roll. This does not have disadvantage.
Do 11.
Oh, my God.
Freya, you slam your forehead down on him, and you knock into his head, and he bashes his head back down into the ground of the catwalk. He looks stunned for a moment, and then there is a rustle and a flapping, and you feel a shimmer rush through his body, and suddenly a raven is flying away from the catwalk, and he is not there anymore.
The jig is gone.
He is gone. There's just a raven flapping away.
Can I cast Thaumaturgy and all you hear from the distance is nevermore?
Is that an inspiration point?
Yes. Yay. I've been stingy with those so far, so there you go. Freya, you're just left kneeling there on the catwalk.
Was it like a white light? Was it like, maybe this person is good and I fucked up?
It was just a flurry of flapping of wings and black feathers, and then he was gone.
Sounds dark-sided to me.
Meanwhile, inside the lighthouse, that imp that you, I think, Butylene, you just said, we're from corporate, what are you up to? He says, I don't have to answer to you. Tell me who you are and what you're doing. And, like, he notices out of the corner of his eye that raven flying away. And he's like, oh, you're in big trouble.
Crap. Should we try to catch the raven? Does anybody have a way to catch
it? I could shoot it. Arson, you could do arcane.
Yeah, that's real specific. Just keep making that sound.
He's about 50 feet away at this point.
Just to clarify, we want to hit this raven because...
it's carrying a message and warning to whoever set these people or set these imps to work here. Mm. And we don't want them to be made aware of our plans.
Cool, just clarifying.
Ooh, gust of wind.
Whoa. Oh, blow it back towards us.
Ooh.
If you're summoning a gust of wind, can you summon it to you? Can it be make a Nike swoosh back at us? Or like come like a boomerang?
So where exactly is the bird flying?
So he has flapped away from you. He circles around the tower and then heads off towards Watersport. So he's flying towards town.
So I'm going to summon my deity and be like, there was something in the air, no. And I'm going to use Gust of Wind to
literally
kind of Nike swoosh the bird back towards us, or like in our direction, closer to shooting range. In fact, I'm going to run around the tower. And
okay, so I'm not opposed to this.
She's using the centrifugal force of like of stationary spell physics to, it's like
air
a geosynchronous
shush.
Satellite.
Can you just give her an inspiration point for that? Because I could, that was smart.
I will give you a point of inspiration.
Thank you.
For an argument that, because of your citation of a geosynchronous satellite, would require that the lighthouse has its own force of gravity. I like that you're trying to make that case, counselor.
I am a very attractive force, just putting that out there.
Yeah, so Arson's attractive force causes an orbiting effect. here's what I'm going to say is... that you sprint in a circle around the catwalk that encircles the lighthouse and blast a gust of wind towards that raven. And the momentum of your running causes the line to move slightly and curve to the side. And you catch it just on the side. And the raven makes a startled caw and loses its balance and tumbles down towards the ground. You can't quite see where it lands, somewhere down on the hillside.
What? How is the tower shaped? Is it like a little bit...
It's a little bit, it tapers in a little bit towards the
top.
So
if I decided to like slide down ninja wise, would it be?
It would be like going down the world's steepest slide.
Sorry, why are we trying to do this?
Because there's a person trying to message somebody.
Well, we don't know that for certain. We just know that he turned into a bird and flew away.
Wait, and so we're going to rein this one in by going
I mean, down. I can go after it. Y'all can stay up there.
How far away is it, like, on the ground, like, outside the tower?
The bird looks like it fell about 50 feet to the north, disappearing into the mist and rubble of Watersport.
All right, fuck it. I'm going to ninja slide down the tower, and as I get about 5 feet off the ground, I'm going to create a ski jumpy kind of a thing. And see what happens.
You swing around the balcony just at the point where you nearly fell off initially when you first came out here. Sliding down the side of the lighthouse on the slick seaweed and slime and mold encrusted stone exterior, you pick up speed going faster and faster and faster, preparing to cast a ice spell to create like a little sled for yourself. Is that what you're creating down there? Oh, yeah. You want it like a ski jump?
Yeah,
like a little J-shaped ski jump?
Oh, to like catch and like send you on your way.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have you do an acrobatics check.
11.
11. You reach the bottom of the tower and you form like a little ski jump shape just as you reach that bottom. You fly off of it, limbs akimbo, twirling through the air, completely off balance, spinning away into the distance.
Like a TIE fighter in the night.
Ah.
From... up above in the tower, Arson, you just out of the corner of your eye see Freya like spinning around, flying off down the hill.
Kind of like a frisbee cat. What was that?
This is like any of our live shows, to be honest.
Spiraling.
London last night did all of these things. She passed the ice spell. She did the cartwheel.
Yeah.
Are you yelling anything as you catapult off into the distance?
Oh!
What's going on up in the tower?
I think I should like try to like get some information, cast like charm person on this imp. Yeah, I reach into my little pouch and I pull out just like a tiny little flip top vial. It's like, and then I'm like, release a little burp, and then I'm like, hey, buddy.
His gaze softens a little bit towards you, and he says, I didn't know you'd be coming. What's going on?
What is it that we need to know? We need to know where this
treaty is,
where
right?
This like original lease for this land is, basically.
And also, we need to know who sent him here.
I want to know about this raven shit.
How did that guy turn into a raven?
That's okay. I think that's what I want to know personally.
Okay. All right. I'm like, hey, bud. Yeah, I know. This is like a really awkward start, but I really need to know why your buddy out there turned into a raven and not a writing desk, and also. Who are you working for?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Who does number two work for?
I don't know. He's probably just reporting in to the boss.
And tell me who your boss is again?
Barb, of course.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who's Barb?
Interesting.
The wife?
Wait, hold on.
Where do we meet Barb?
Oh, we've never met a Barb.
Yeah, I don't think we know Barb yet.
Barb Wire?
Can we maybe ask who Barb is?
All right, and where? And
where is Barb?
If you would be so kind, my friend, my dear friend, where is Barb?
Down in Town Hall, of course. That's where the boss works and keeps everything of value that's left in this town.
Of course.
Town Hall is the
bell
tower.
Who knows?
Do you want to ask?
Well, I'm
oh yeah.
No, you're flying off into space.
Yeah. You're playing elsewhere. I'm just still I'm spinning around saying,
"Who's
ask,
Barb?
Is Town Hall the bell tower?"
Ask about Barb. Yeah, let's ask him. And can you tell us where to find Barb? We've got some invoices that need tending to.
He's still kind of tied up, and he glances back down towards the town where you have the spotlight aimed, and he's like, "Well, you're looking right at it. You got the light shine right there. Now, how about you let me out of here? What's with all this rope?"
We thought you were really into rope.
Oh, no, that's the other guy.
Oh,
God.
My mistake.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, bud. Yeah, like, we totally got the wrong guy. So, yeah, we'll just, like, you know, call it even. High fives?
High fives, and his feet are just kind of, like, a little bit, like, loose, and so he, like, lifts up a clawed foot to, like, high five.
He's got some core strength.
All right, are we going to let this imp go so we could go find Freya?
No.
What are we going to do with the imp?
Leave him there. He's going to go tell the bad guys as soon as he's uncharmed.
Well, but then, like, Arson doesn't have a rope anymore.
Are we taking him with us?
I want my rope back.
Yeah. I'm going to go and get behind him and put my hands on the rope and sleight of hand pull my dagger out of my pocket.
What I was going to propose is that what if we found a way, because I want my rope back and I don't know if I'm really going to find a great use for, like, a blindfold. So what if we permanently or semi-permanently, like, attach the blindfold to this M, and that way I can have my rope back. I don't know what everyone else has in their inventory, but, like, I want to get out of this as, like, non-violently as possible.
So, Butylene, you have not given him a high five yet. So he's starting to look a little let
so
down.
Rude.
And he starts, like, looking around. Harlot, he's noticed that you've kind of, like, moved around behind him. And Butylene's like, what? Who are your friends? What's going on?
Who are my friends? I don't feel like I know these people. I can't remember anything.
Are you sure you can trust them?
Actually, no. I'm not sure. But
Butylene, he kind of whispers at you, "Should we go get help?"
You go with the imp and get help.
I was going to say, if this imp now thinks that, like, you might be friends.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to be like, first of all, I'm going to give him this high five. I don't want to leave nobody hanging. So I'm going
to
give him
hand to your foot.
I'm going
to
give him a high five with my foot. I'm going to be like, let's do this. So I'm going to, like, low five him. And then I'm like, yeah, let's go get help. Wink. Like, suspiciously loud that everyone could kind of hear me. And then I'm going to use, like, thaumaturgy to, like, sort of, like, make the actual, the light of the lighthouse, like, flicker to create a distraction so that I can take him with me and we're going to, like, bail and get out of here. So, like, making it seem like I'm on his side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's go
this.
Get help.
I could be like, what a twist. I knew we couldn't trust you.
I'm also ready to cling my swords together and go, ooh, ah, ting, 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 ah, ah.
Okay, so Butylene, you're using thaumaturgy to make the lights flicker. It's like a murder mystery when the lights go out.
Exactly.
Sound distraction.
Yeah, you hear, like, the clanking
component.
Things. I knew I couldn't trust you from arson.
Still flying through the air.
Freya's still flying through the air.
No.
You, Freya, like, end over end, you see, like, the lighthouse light flicker above you. And Butylene, what do you do? You're like, are you grabbing him from the hook or something? Or what are you doing?
I think I would probably just, like, take him along with the rope and then just kind of, like, get out of there first. You know?
Are you, like, booking it down the stairs?
Yeah.
Carrying him like a football.
Just make sure to retrieve the rope. And you got
it. I'll be sure to wash it, too. Don't worry.
Thank you. You know. cold, delicate cycle. Hang for air dry.
under the full moon.
Okay, you just hoist him up and throw him over your shoulder. With the other hand, you throw open the trap door on the floor and you sprint down those stairs with him just like bouncing on your shoulder. And he's like, yeah, we did it. We did it. We're getting faster, faster. And you're like running down these spiral staircases as you hear the, like the clashing of weapons up above. And
this sounds like a bodice ripper book, like a Fabio on the cover.
And as you rush out of the demolished door of the lighthouse, the imp says, my hero.
And I'm like, I got you, babe.
So, Butylene, just after you rush out of the door, you're standing there with him slung over your shoulder, and he's like, we did it. Okay, it's just a short run down into town. Follow me. And you feel sort of a vibration and a flowing feeling over your shoulder, and suddenly that spider silk just drapes down over your body, and a rat climbs down your clothing to the ground and scurries off down the path.
Is this some weird fucking Harry Potter crossover shit? An animagus? Magi.
Jinx.
Freya, just as that lighthouse light flickers up above, you land with a crash and roll down the hill, end over end, bouncing over rocks and logs and bursting through the underbrush, tearing through the tall, waving seaweed before finally coming to a rest in the mud.
Mouth full of fucking grass.
Brambles and things, and you're going to take a little bit of falling damage from that. You take 5 points of falling damage. And so you sit up. There's branches and twigs and leaves in your hair. Your clothing is dirty and disheveled. And you are lying in just some low, scrubby brush that's not too far from where you initially emerged from the jungle.
I'm going to look for this bird.
Let's have you do a survival check.
With disadvantage, right?
Mm-hmm.
9 plus 3 is 13.
That's 12.
12. 12.
Nice try. Roll a deception check on that. You see just a few feathers on the path that leads down towards town.
I'm going to sniff the feathers.
Okay.
And I'm going to follow the scent. Follow my nose.
You pick up a raven feather. You sniff it. There's a strong sulfurous odor. Sniffing the air, you detect a whiff of sulfur carried on the breeze from the direction of town square. You also pick up something sort of cherry and sweet coming from the same direction. Do you want to follow the aromas in the direction of Watersport?
Oui. Sneakily getting closer to town and kind of like trying to disguise myself behind the brushes and see how far I can get till I can see this little imp.
Okay, do a stealth check. Now, you've got the blessing of the Cat Lord for stealth checks, but because you're wearing heavy metal armor and you've got the point of exhaustion, you're going to roll with disadvantage.
8.
So you are prowling closer towards town. The mist is curling over the ground here. It's difficult for you to see where you're stepping, so you're making a little bit of noise. You can't tell like where you should put your foot. There's some snapping of twigs underfoot. And
I also sneeze.
You just let a sneeze
loose. Like the loudest, like that little mouse from Tiny Toons.
It's like a booming, echoing sneeze. Up at the lighthouse, you're all like, what was that? Freya, you stumble on the muddy path as you suddenly feel the ground give way beneath your feet. You're falling into an earthen pit that was covered by slick branches and debris. Do a dex saving throw.
14.
14. You move fast to brace yourself as you tumble downward. You land with a loud crash in a dirty hole. It's about 10 feet deep. There's a few inches of water here. Slimy film clings to the walls. And that sweet cherry scent has grown even more intense.
I'm going to look for some tree vines that may be something that I can hold on to and try to get out.
The sides of the pit are extremely slippery and slick. It's got that same filmy coating, a colorful, wet slime that seems to grow over every surface here. You grope around the edges of the pit, feeling for vines, your fingers sliding over moldy, wet film, and then suddenly you feel a deep, wet squish as your hand sinks into something jelly-like clinging to the wall.
The octopus.
You found it. Here he is. Somehow your paths have crossed again. Freya, a pulsing blob of slime plops down from the side of the pit, landing at your feet
with a wet splat. The thick, sweet cherry scent makes you gag as the trembling jelly rises up and flails at you with dense, mucousy appendages. Roll for initiative.
12 plus 1 is 13. I'm going to die, guys.
Okay, so it is jiggling a bit, and it's got like this arm that's sort of formed in it, and it's waving in your direction. It is your turn.
Is it like a hello wave or like
oh my god.
I'm going to bitch slap you wave.
I wouldn't say that it looks like a friendly slime.
Okay.
Shit.
Thunder wave. I'm going to do a little jig where I'm just going to like shimmy my hands up my body while I'm shimmying my body. I'm just going to like raise my hands to the sky. And clap.
And with that clap, a blast of energy flows out from you, and the slime is pushed back up the wall. It's thrown 10 feet up onto the wall where it sticks almost to the top of the pit. Go ahead and roll 2d8 for its damage.
Big money.
2.
Gobs of slime are sheared off of the jelly as it's thrown backwards. It's going to take 6 points of damage, and now it's clinging to the edge at the top of the pit. The jelly shudders, and a strange pulsating glow spreads outward from its core. There's a flash from its translucent surface, and suddenly you're surrounded by an unbearable blast of heat burning hot against your armor. Do a dex saving throw.
Whoa.
13.
13. The fire singes you for 8 points of damage, and then the slime melts back down the wall, splattering down near your feet again. Its thick, gelatinous tendrils lash out, slapping hard against you for 11 points of damage. What does that take you down to?
11.
Another 3 points of poison.
Ouch.
So we're going to jump back up the hill to Arson and Harlot. What's going on at the top of the lighthouse?
Would you say we're going to run back up that hill?
We're going to run back up that hill. The music's still playing.
God, I wish I had like hair growth powers so I could have like a Rapunzel moment. You know,
I've got a grappling hook, but we could also just run down the stairs.
Can I easily detach my thing after rappelling down the side of the building?
I mean, you could jiggle it a little bit. I don't know how easy it would be.
I'm going to run down the stairs. That's too much dexterity work.
Yeah, it's like if you're doing the lighthouse show for free, you gotta run down the stairs, not do a fabulous escape. So
you charge down the stairs to meet Butylene at the bottom. Butylene's just standing there with that like silk draped over your shoulder, that rope, as the rat like runs off down and disappears into the darkness and the mist curling over the hillside.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep following this rat. Should we like try to figure out where Freya is, somebody?
I can't see anything out here. I have to follow moving shapes.
I can go split off and find Freya, although splitting off is how like horror movies end badly.
Right,
so
I'll be right back.
To be perfectly honest, I would tell you not to come back into the haunted house. I would not come back for any of you or anything. So
I want to be the last girl, so I'm going to Arson.
Well, that's comforting to know. Sweet.
I mean, y'all did overhear that Barb was at City Hall, which the light was pointed at.
Like, I want to know where Freya is because she is a TIE fighter in the night spinning through space.
You hear a thunderous crack from down the hill towards town.
We both look at each other and say,
Freya.
Let's go in the direction of that thunder wave.
Cool. I'm going to follow the rat.
Cool. It's like a Harry Potter follow the spiders moment, but
yeah, exactly.
These all seem to be the same direction. The rat was running towards town. The thundercrack sound seems to have come from someplace closer to town.
Well, now it sounds like we know which direction we're heading in.
So you're just charging down the hill, running towards town.
We're running down that hill.
Running down that hill. The music plays in reverse.
I'm going to Princess Bride my way down that hill.
Harlot tumbles.
But I want to use my athletics if I can to do it, to land gracefully and not take damage. Let's gonna have a fun roll down the hill moment, but I don't want to die.
Let's do a acrobatics check for tumbling down the hill.
11.
You tumble down the hill, passing Butylene and Arson, head over heels, wildly falling into the dark. You can't see where you're going, of course.
As you wish.
And just as you finish shouting, as you wish, you
fall and land with a splat in a pit right next to Freya.
Found her.
Roll your initiative.
Hey, girl.
I'm going to assume that I haven't looked up and seen the slime monster yet, though.
You can't see anything.
Yeah. Oh, I got a 2.
For my you rolled a 2.
God, we're on fire today.
This gig is the pits.
Arson and Butylene, you are charging after Harlot and trying to catch up with her. And so you're close to the pit. I'd say that you could probably get there in one more turn. Right now it's just Harlot and Freya.
And we could probably see the pit, like, before we fall into it.
You can see that there's a hole here. You can see where Harlot tumbled into. And you can also see that there's, like, mist curling down into this hole in the ground.
Yeah, dark vision's pretty fucking great.
It's groovy. Well, I'm still pretty close behind this rat, my little buddy.
You've lost sight of the rat.
Shit.
Okay. Well, I'm going to toss the rope back to Arson.
Thanks, girl.
There you go. Just like over my shoulder, like, I don't need this. And then just sort of like book it and try to find my little rat friend and make sure I can like keep up with him.
I'm going
to
follow Butylene.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we can believe in our gals.
These two can take it.
I've got a rope. I can get it. And I also have a climbing kit, too, to get us out of here.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
So, Arson and Butylene, you continue running into town. You just, like, pass by the pit, and you're like, good luck, and just keep going. Trying to catch sight of a rat at midnight.
As one is wont to do.
As one is wont to do, sure. So now we're back in the pit. Freya, it is your turn.
What is the circumference of this hole?
It's about 10 feet across.
Okay. I'm going to take my trident, and I'm going to kind of toss it up halfway up to the thing and try to have it stick into the wall.
Girl, I've got a grappling hook. Let's just fight the thing. And
bitch, I'm not trying to fight this motherfucker anymore.
Yeah. I want to see this like acrobatic trick you want to do with the trident.
So I'm going to not even throw it. I'm just going to stick the trident into the wall.
Like at head height?
Yeah, yeah. A little bit above head height. Mm-hmm. Enough to like, I can probably jump in like, so it'll be about, let's just say about 7 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
How sturdy are these walls? Like,
they're pretty compacted clay dirt walls. I'd have you do an athletics check to see how like firmly you can stick that in.
I'm gonna cry. Fuck! 7 plus. Oh, 4. So 7 plus 4 is
11.
11.
You wedge it into the wall. It is not in there very firmly. It doesn't look like it could hold too much weight. It's in place for now, but the dirt is starting to crumble away.
I'm going to run and jump about 4.5-5 feet up, jump onto the trident, and try to jump out.
Okay. So like a diving board, basically, like springing off of it?
Yeah.
I have a climbing kit.
You can use your climbing kit.
No, and I can get us both out because I can lay a rope for you, but we need to like figure out something to distract
and
the
as
beastie.
I'm jumping, I say, there's a fucking blob! Get out!
So I'd say with that 11, like it's wedged into the wall, but not like as firmly as you'd need in order to like jump off of it.
How deep was the pit again?
About 10 feet.
Okay, so the Triton's about 7, which gives me about 3 more feet. So I'm about 5 something. I would be about halfway out already, right?
Yeah, yeah. You can just basically put your hands up on solid ground above.
Good enough for me.
Yeah, take care of yourself. You're almost dead.
Yeah. I'm going to deadlift myself out.
For the second time today, you like pull yourself up over onto a ledge. and the blob down there in the pit, Harlot, is starting to move a little closer towards you.
And I yell at her, get out!
Harlot, it takes another one of those pseudopods that like rises up from its jiggling form and thrusts it at you and rolls a 5, so I don't think that's going to hit.
Nope.
It just like blobs to the side and like little gooey bits like fly off onto the side of the pit right next to you.
It just wants a tip.
Jessica Tandy is going to take my grappling hook all the way to the top of the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Freya will grab the grappling hook and attach it to something.
I'm very smart. I will.
So I'm going to grab my grappling hook and thrust it up into the air. And I probably in the same round can't run and jump and start climbing, can I?
You could use your cunning action.
Cool. So yeah, I'm going to use Leisure Domain
to get the grappling hook up there by screaming the word catch.
Okay. Freya, you're like lying bedraggled and drenched on the side.
She's
of
like
this.
Cats. What about cats?
Pit, and
half
you just
singed
hear
and still soggy.
You hear the thump of a grappling hook fall by your side. It is your turn in the round, unless Harlot, you want to do something else on your turn.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm gonna grab the grappling hook and run towards the nearest tree and like wrap it around it.
So you, as fast as you can on your turn, you just grab it, roll over, and like just tie it to the side of a small shrub that's growing there with a pretty thick base.
I love a thick base.
Do you want to do anything else on your turn?
Yell back, grab my trident, girl.
Good call, yeah.
Okay.
Fresh breath is really important. So
that blob now is moving towards you, Harlot, and it's going to slap you again with that wet, slimy tendril that comes out of it.
What is this creature?
If I had a dime...
What's your AC?
15.
With that 15, you're able to dodge it again. You feel the whoosh of its arm, like, just slapping past you. You can smell that sickly, sweet cherry scent again for just a moment. You can't see anything, so all you can do is sense, like, the wind of it moving past your face, and now it is your turn.
Can I see the glint of Freya's trident?
It is very dark. You don't have any way to see in the dark here.
I know what I'm going to do then. I'm going to crouch and put my hands out and cast Color Spray on the blob.
So you're going to cast Color Spray, which does cast like a dazzling array of lights, which would light up this pit. So like, it's going to be a little disco for a moment.
That's why I'm going to crouch down.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the spell's cast, I want to try and grab the trident and then start making my way up the rope.
Okay.
Hadouken!
You get to roll a 60-10 to see how many hit points worth of creatures you're going to affect.
26.
Okay, and so the pit is just illuminated with disco lights, and it's just rainbows flying out of this dark pit, lighting up the gloom and the mist. It's like a spotlight of multicolored light blasting out of the pit.
Oh, cool.
Dancing queen,
young and sweet,
only 75.
And you grab Freya's trident.
I carry the trident in my teeth.
Lock your teeth around the trident.
I love gum.
And you have the freshest breath. As you're
so
like hand over hand pulling yourself up out of the pit.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have you do an athletics check to see what goes on here.
Carrying.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I'm using a point of inspiration so that I don't fail.
So you
now
can cash
I'm just
in your
normal,
point.
Right? Oh, shit. That doesn't count. Yeah, that counts.
Okay.
It's an 18.
You dropped. He dropped
so
the dice.
I have a 17.
But you got a 17 on your check on the floor. Which is appropriate. I guess you're in a pit. You drop your dice on the floor. Sure. You, with your fresh breath and your trident in your mouth, hand over hand, you pull yourself up out of the pit, stomping through the little, like, squirts of jelly that are, like, attached to the wall here, and you pull yourself up over and out of the
and
pit.
And I do that handstand thing that Tomb Raider Lara Croft does in the second game.
Oh, my God. Girl, do not try
no,
it with
I just
your
get out of the pit.
Athletics checks
but in my
today.
Head, that's what I do.
You just barely managed to pull yourself out of the pit, drenched your hair, like just hanging loosely about your face. You're covered in mud and slime, and you fall down onto your side. The rainbow's like spraying up out of the pit behind you, and you go, ta-da! And you hear from the distance in the darkness, in the mist, thump, thump. Thump. Louder and louder. What's happening with arson and butylene?
Oh, you know, we're just taking a walk. It's just like a couple of gals chasing a rat down the street.
Yeah, just like admiring the scenery.
Mm-hmm. We're just having like a slow-mo Baywatch moment while we're like chasing this rat in the dark.
But like taking a few boomerangs of it so that the people know what we're up to.
But I feel like we should make a beeline to this like town hall.
Absolutely. All signs point in one direction, and that is the direction that I want to go in.
Yeah, and I feel like you're wise enough to know to like kind of hang back a little bit as to like not blow my cover with my best friend the rat here. And if anything, I got my good old mutiline potion, so if we get into some shit, girl, I got you.
I'm feeling pretty good about this.
I'm glad y'all are. I'm almost dead.
You are are making your way through
making our way downtown.
You're making your way downtown. You've reached the edge of Watersport. You can see the town a little bit more clearly now.
The rain has demolished
wooden structures here, piles of rubble all around. You're trying to catch a glimpse of that rat, trying to figure out where it's going, but there's also that bright beam falling down onto the building with the bell tower in the center of town. Following the beam, you turn a corner, and there you see that cobblestone square that Freya spotted through the telescope. Town square is paved with cracked stones and dotted by large barnacles. On the left side of the square are some partially demolished buildings with missing walls and roofs hanging precariously above the debris. There's also a small temple with a spiral spire and a shattered stained glass window. On the right side of the square is a tavern, the Loose Lips. From its crusted over windows, thin rays of light slice through the fog. There's smoke pouring from the chimney, glints with magical sparks. At the far end of the square is Town Hall, with its massive bell tower. The building is covered in coral growths and seaweed, and it's illuminated by the blinding beam of the lighthouse. Two imps patrol back and forth in front of the double doors of Town Hall, looking in every direction.
These imps are bad news. People don't pace back and forth in front of suspicious buildings for the hell of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're probably spooked because no one ever found the raven. So they might be spooked to our, that there's intruders afoot.
I think all signs point to this tower thing.
Have we lost track of this rat friend? Or
I would let you roll survival to see if you can see any sign of where a rat might have been.
Okay. Oh, this is with disadvantage, correct?
This is with disadvantage.
Music to my ears. Okay, so that would be 17 if I got to keep that. And that's 17, so I have rolled a 17.
Congratulations. I got 8 total.
Okay. Butylene, you're just looking vaguely around. You're not even sure what, you can't remember quite what rats look like.
Right.
But Arson, you are able to get down on all fours and search the ground.
Drop down.
And you're searching the ground, and you can see some muddy rat prints leading right past you across the town square, heading directly for that building.
Oh my goodness, it is clear as day. Do you think there might be a possibility that we can just
walk right up,
strolling up, and be like we're expected,
or we're here to speak to Bar.
I'm here to see your manager.
I need to speak to an imp about a rat.
Wait. Would it be possible for me to do an invisibility spell on myself?
Absolutely.
And go with you?
Yeah.
While and obviously I'd have to be pretty sneaky about it. So I am going to cast invisibility, and I'm going to touch myself, which I am so good at, and that will turn me invisible.
Okay, so Arson, there's a little shimmer in the air, and you just fade away. Just two little muddy footprints on the ground where you were standing. And so you're going to go with Butylene up towards the door? You're just going to walk across the square?
Yes.
Hearts and thoughts, they fade. Fade away. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to stroll up I've been chased, or I've been running and just I'm a little flustered. And it's just I need to speak to Barb.
Butylene, you hustle across that square. They stop walking back and forth as soon as they see you. You enter the spotlight, getting closer and closer to them. And one of them, as you're approaching, says, "Who goes there?"
"It's me, girl." "I'm here to see Barb. I need help. There's intruders, and we need to deal with the situation. I need to speak to your manager."
The imps look concerned. Let's have you roll, I'm going to say deception for you.
All right. So, 16.
The imps say, "We received reports of a hostile party outside of town. Were you attacked?"
"I was, and I barely got away, thanks to my buddy, which I think you may have seen. He looked like a little rat."
Yes, he was just here. He reported in, and he said we should be on the lookout for someone coming to see Barb. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Billy Kipple. It's very nice to meet you. And I'm on your side, I promise.
You notice that they are staring at your horns, and one of them says, is Barb expecting you?
Absolutely.
The other one says, oh, this must be the boss's 1 a.m. All right. Right this way. And they lead you back to the door of the building. And the one that is guiding you pushes open the door. And you step into the darkness with him. Arson, you are following along behind, I assume? Or are you hanging outside?
I sure am. I am following right along with her.
I'm going to have you roll a stealth check.
I knew this was coming.
I'm not going to have you do disadvantage on this one because you are, of course, invisible. So we're going to counteract the disadvantage.
Okay. Can I use a point of inspiration to roll with advantage?
Yes.
I'm going to do that because this one really fucking counts. Okay, so that's 6. Fuck. 5.
Oh.
All right, shit's going to go down. Let's do this.
As you are stepping closer towards the door, you step on a loose cobblestone that makes a rattling sound, and both of the imps freeze, and Butylene, the one that's in front of you, says, I just heard something. Someone's here. Don't move.
Well, I hear there's rats in this area. I've seen at least a few. So
didn't we just follow one in here?
One of them is looking a little bit further back towards the center of the square. One of them points and says, there's footprints. Someone's here.
Quickly, we should go inside.
The one that is with you says, you're not safe out here. And he grabs you and he pulls you into the building and slams the door shut.
Whoa.
Hi, this is your DM, Matt Baum. I am super excited to announce the very first Queens of Adventure live stream. You are invited to watch the Queens play an original adventure live, online, in full drag. Mark your calendars for Sunday, November 4th at 1 p.m. Pacific. We'll be playing as part of the Extra Life fundraiser for the Seattle Children's Hospital, raising money throughout the stream for the research and treatment of childhood illnesses. 100% of the funds that we raise with the stream will go straight to the hospital. Head over to bit.ly/extralifeseattle for more details, to donate now, and to join us for the Queens of Adventure stream on November 4th at 1 p.m. Pacific. See you there. As always, big thanks to season sponsor Russell Bloomdale. Thanks to Sam Antonioli and Major Scales for the original music. Thanks to Chad Sell for podcast art. Thanks to the Queens, Harlot O'Scara, Butylene O'Kipple, Arson Nikki, and Freya Love. You can find them all online. Thanks to CanCan for the very kind review. Wonderful podcast that lives right at the intersection of queer and nerd culture. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a review. That is super helpful. We have more bonus episodes coming up for Kickstarter and Patreon backers. Head over to patreon.com/queensofadventure to support the show and get access to our monthly bonus episodes. Follow us on Twitter and join us over on Discord. Links to those are at queensofadventure.com. And until next time, sissy that roll.